Hello, Keeley's Camp community. For those of you who don't know me, my name is BB Hall, and I am the Keeley's Camp Marketing Manager. I'm so happy to be joined here today by a close friend and Keeley's Camp alumna, Helga. Helga's first Keeley's Camp was our first ever Iceland ski to sail camp for girls in 2017 in her hometown of Ísafjörður, Iceland. This is also where Helga and I met, which triggered a whole series of events that we can't wait to tell you about today. So, Helga, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background within the sport of skiing.
Thank you, Bibi. Hi, I'm Helga Þórdís Björnsdóttir. And I've been skiing since I was just a baby, since I was maybe 3 years old, maybe.
Was that because of your parents, or what brought you into the sport?
My family has been a big ski family for years. My uncles, one of my uncles was like the Iceland's best skier for years, and another one went to the Olympics, and yeah, so I come from a big ski background family, and my dad took me skiing as a child.
And was that mostly near your home in Ísafjörður, or where did you guys go?
Yes, so we have a small little ski area in Ísafjörður. We have like three little dish lifts.
Tell us what a dish lift is, because I don't know what that is.
A dish lift, we call it dish lift, but here is probably just a single one that tows. What's it called?
Like a pommel lift?
Sure.
And it goes in between your legs?
Yeah, exactly, okay. With a dish behind you.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, I've never heard that.
Oh, well, that's funny. Okay, yeah, we have three little dish lifts that are just in basically my backyard, 5 minutes away from my home, and we spent so much time there as kids.
That's so fun. And then you started ski racing at some point, right?
Yes, at some point I started training at my hometown with my home team, SFE.
Okay.
We never had a big group of kids who were training, but it was, I'd say, rather big in the beginning, but then it decreased with the years, and it ended up being, like, I was the only girl in my group for years. I was skiing with a few boys, but they didn't, one of them lasted the longest, I guess, so it was me and, it was a very small group.
Yeah.
And we trained a lot with the older kids, but they didn't have a big group either. So, but the ski racing in Iceland is a lot more. It's a lot different than here.
Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah. Then how did you get involved with Keeley's Camp? Tell us about how that happened.
Okay, so in 2015, I had my first experience in backcountry skiing with the family of Siggi, who we'll talk about later in the show. But he and his family took me backcountry skiing for the first time, and from that time I got a little bit involved in that community in Ísafjörður. And I was like close friends with his family, I guess. And at one point in 2017, he asked me if I was interested in coming on his sail and ski trip with this group of American girls. I had no idea what it was before, but apparently Keeley had asked Siggi if there was some local skiers that could possibly be connected or be involved in the trip, because that could be a fun cultural experience for everyone. And he invited me and my little sister, Hannah, to come join the ski trip, the ski and sail trip.
And what did you think about the trip? What was that experience like for you?
Oh, my gosh. It's so interesting because it's so close to my home, but it still was such a big and new experience for me because I'd never done such thing.
Yeah, like, and it felt so foreign to all of us. Like, that was my first time ever going outside of the U.S.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, exactly. It was a big experience for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
It was like a... It's so interesting because the place we went to is so rural, and, like, people don't go there unless it's for a hike, and It's a very peaceful place, a natural reserve in the like far northwest of Iceland. So it's a beautiful place to go and nevertheless to go ski. And yeah, it was
amazing.
Privilege, honestly.
What did you think about being with a group of American girls?
That was definitely so fun.
Yeah.
It was funny how like similar we were, and we had the same interest in, and like we connected in so many ways. It's hard not to when you're spending so many days on just a small sailboat.
Yeah.
So I guess we grew pretty close, and I was so excited to meet and make some connections.
Yeah. Was it cool to ski with a group of girls after you'd been mostly training with boys in your ski racing club?
Yes, yeah. Definitely. It was so fun to have like people in your same caliber, you know.
Totally.
So I definitely appreciate that time and that week. Learned so much.
So then what happened after the camp? Where did we leave things?
Where did we? Good question. So that summer, I stayed in touch with some of you and Keely, for example. And she was so sweet to invite me to come as a coach intern to her Mount Toot ski racing camp. So later that year in July, I came for 2 weeks to Mount Toot as a coach intern, which was also a great experience, and I will never forget that. It was my first time in skiing in America, and yes, wow. I remember it being just the most fun 2 weeks of my life. I was smiling the whole time.
So fun.
Yeah, we had like such good weather, and skiing on a glacier somewhere in Oregon, it was something I had never thought of.
What did you think of coaching?
Coaching was very fun. I got to set my first course, and to be like also learning as a coach from the best coach, like so inspiring, all of those powerful women that I look up to and I still do. That was a very very positive thing that I took from that time.
Yeah.
And yeah, from that camp, I got to talk with Keely, and we came to the conclusion that I had some time off between I finished school and graduated in 2018. So she suggested that why wouldn't I just come and be in Jackson for the winter and ski race with a real team and train and race with like a very good, what do you say, like there's such a good, great service.
Like a good community.
Yeah, good community, yeah. Like ski racing community and real stuff, honestly. Like, and I somehow didn't even have to think about it. And here we are. She managed to find me this wonderful family that was able to host me. And I'm forever thankful for that.
Yeah, so for all those of you listening, Helga, when I found out that she was going to come, I asked my parents my senior year of high school if she could come and live with us. And it was a very easy yes for everybody. And yeah, we're both so grateful that Keely's camp has brought us this opportunity to be so close and have family from Iceland, which is something I never thought was going to happen.
No, it's like a second family, which is so precious. And yeah.
Yeah, that was a special time.
Yeah, and it's all thanks to this, imagine.
This is a little bit of a change of topic, but I know you've dealt with some injuries, and I'm hoping you might want to tell us about that and maybe some advice you have for anybody dealing with an injury right now.
Oh, yes. I have been we're kind of unlucky regarding injuries. I've had my ACL torn 3 times and repaired 3 times as well, and currently I'm going through the third recovery. It's definitely a challenge and will always be for anyone, but what I would just say is that if you have some goals to just be patient, that's the first, and I'd say that's the most important step. It's going to be mentally very challenging, but the patience and like learning about your own body, and like you learn so much about yourself. It's something that will just make you stronger, and you'll come out like a new, It just, it's very challenging and very, it's a long recovery. For like all of the injuries can be different, but I'd say to not be scared of talking about how you really feel and looking for help, looking for some support and like some motivation.
Yeah.
Because you, even though you might feel like you're alone through this, it's there's always people around you that, that are able to lift you up. And I think that's what helped me the most, to just not be afraid to speak like about how I feel. And because people may not understand, but they will try to support.
Yeah, I think that's great advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're hoping to be on snow next winter, correct?
I am, definitely.
How are you feeling about that?
Excited, but a little bit anxious as well.
Yeah.
It's definitely scary, but I know it's skiing is what makes me feel the most alive, like probably all of you. There's something special about it.
Yeah.
Nobody can explain really until you.
Your tenacity for the sport is quite impressive, and I'm so excited to see you back on snow next winter, hopefully here in Jackson.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you.
So one summer at Mount Hood, Helga was also the Keeley's Camp chef for a little while, and I'm hoping that you might be able to tell us a funny story about being the camp chef.
Wow. One funny story is definitely a challenge. It was quite the experience. The explanation of that is because I was dealing with an injury, so Keeley was so sweet to find me something in replace for that. So camp cook was the solution. And I would say I had not been that experienced about it before, but we made it work. Mm-hmm. And I might have almost burnt down the house or whatever, but it was definitely the most fun experience. I spent a lot of time with Jennifer Jellybean.
Yeah.
And we grew very close, and I'm very thankful for that. The whole experience is so funny to me to look back on. And just the fact that we were up at 4 a.m. making breakfast, or even before 4 a.m. And then after everyone left for skiing, we just sat on the couch and ate popcorn and just watched some TV and just laughed and talked about, I don't know what to say. The whole experience was, it was so much fun.
It was fun.
And it was like something I will definitely take with me to cook for I don't know how many people.
I remember that you would work so hard making these traditional Icelandic treats for the kids. Yeah. One of which, I believe, correct me, it was a chocolate licorice thing, maybe? Or maybe date bars?
Date bars.
It was the date bars, are very good, by the way.
Yeah, I might even have posted a recipe.
But the campers were not super into it.
No, I'm afraid not. Maybe, well, I brought some Icelandic candy as well. Maybe that's the thing. That was the licorice. And that's definitely something that they ended up just throwing in the trash. Which I was like, oh my god, what a waste of delicious candy.
But it was also so fun for all the campers that they got to try
traditional
Icelandic cuisine and something so new that they might not have expected coming to camp.
Yeah, they were so excited and asked me about Icelandic culture, and they were so curious because a lot of them didn't know anything about Iceland at all. So I was happy to explain or tell some stories about.
Yeah, that's what so we special.
I think it's normal, I guess. Yeah, it's a different culture, and it's a very small country, so it's not weird that they have questions.
Yeah. So Helga, what's next for you?
I am going home to Iceland this month for a summer job, and I'm going to be working as a geologist since I graduated university last year. And after that, I'm hoping to be able to come back to Jackson and be back in this community, hopefully involved with skiing and, just Yeah, be here. Honestly, that's my dream at least.
Oh, that sounds like a good dream to me. Yeah. Well, stay tuned for hopefully some time that you might see Helga at Keeley's camp in the upcoming future. And yeah, let us know if you have any questions for Helga or anything you would like to know about Iceland. She would be happy to share down below in the comments.
Yeah, shoot me a question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bibi.